Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The first presidential debate in Cleveland, Ohio, between President Donald Trump and Vice President Joe Biden ended like it started, contentious, breaking down shortly after the beginning, with Trump interrupting Biden on several occasions and Biden calling the president a clown and a liar. Throughout their back-and-forth exchange, which resembled bickering, the moderator attempted to have them discuss the Supreme Court vacancy, the economy, and the coronavirus pandemic. Trump claimed, without evidence, that 2 million people would have died if Biden were president. Biden criticized Trump for knowingly withholding the information on the consequences of the virus from the American people. During another exchange, Trump said he has done more in 47 months than Biden has done in 47 years in politics. While Biden has had the advantage in the polls in recent weeks, the race is close in several key battleground states, which raises the possibility that Trump could lose the popular vote, but still win enough state electoral votes to claim victory. Both candidates have two more debates before the November 3rd election, which they both agreed may not be decided on that date. The number of people killed by COVID-19 has surpassed 1 million, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Research Center, which put the total number of infections worldwide at more than 33 million. As the epidemic reached the grim milestone, the World Health Organization said the actual toll is probably higher. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.